Hi, and welcome to the latest episode of the Good Works Podcast. Today, Sarah and I are going to talk to you about other podcasts. So welcome to another meta episode of our podcast. And as always, please stick with us until the end when we'll tell you what we're looking forward to.
Hey, Randy.
How you doing?
Okay. How are you?
Good. Good, good. Yeah. So today, since people are listening to a podcast, We figure they're people, our audience, like podcasts. So once in a while, we do this.
Yeah.
And we're going to take a pause and we're going to talk about some podcasts we really enjoy so that our listeners can go check out these podcasts. Now, what's funny is, here's the thing. So we're not exactly like ranked in the world of podcasting.
We're
like,
not?
Right. What? You can't go scroll and find, maybe you can, but I've never seen us. But we're going to talk to you about really well-known podcasts.
Really well-known, yes. That you may already know about, because they're well-known.
So, right, this isn't the place to find really off the beaten track, you know, off indie things.
Right, right.
Nope, we're coming right at you.
Yeah. Ranked like top 10 in their genre.
But this also gives you a little window into what we like to listen to when we're not making a podcast.
Right. In the spirit of this podcast and all things philanthropy, we talk about all kinds of things.
Yes, we do.
So, yeah, here we go.
All right, so let's see. What's the first one you want to talk about?
Okay. So I go deep in a lot of things.
Yes.
I'm not going to talk about the true crime, although I will plug Payne Lindsay's latest season of Up and Vanished, which is amazing and irritating at the same time because I refuse to subscribe to Tenderfoot so I can like listen
ad-free
and sooner. So I had to wait like a week. Every Friday it drops and it's frustrating, but absolutely love it. It's so good. But sort of like with this latest season of Up and Vanished, it's taken me into a deep dive into Native American, specifically exploitation of Native American peoples and culture. And this started a while ago. There was a podcast called This Land, and I know you listened to that
one. I did. Yeah, Rebecca Nagle's work. It's
yes,
great.
So yeah. Good. So check that one out, This Land. It's about reservation status and
the Indian Child Welfare Act.
Thank you. Indian Child Welfare Act, which that then led me to learning about the boarding schools for Native Americans and the residential schools. So then I landed upon another podcast called Cooper Island. This is about a Native American residential school in Canada, actually, in British Columbia. And just that whole subject matter, like, makes my heart hurt.
Yeah.
And I feel like I need to learn more and more and more about it so I'm more aware of just what we've done, what government has done.
Calling these schools isn't quite right.
No.
These were institutions created to break up Native American families and end the pattern of inheriting land.
Yeah, no, that's what it was, for land. Yeah.
It was. It was so that there would no longer be a next generation to inherit land.
Yeah.
And these schools were violent, dangerous places, and they really were there to make sure these kids left their community and never looked back.
Right, yeah. They would just strip them completely of their culture, cut their hair, make them wear, you know,
make them change their religion.
Yeah, change their name. They would give them names like, you know, presidential last names, white men last names, and just brutalized these kids. And a lot of the families had to give up custody of their own children as a prerequisite for, you know, the kids being able, and I put able in quotes, you know, to go to school. So, Cooper Island, check that one out if you're interested in that subject matter at all. And that also led me to another one called Stolen. And that's more present time, where based in Montana in particular, where women are being trafficked. They're being stolen, they're being trafficked, they're being murdered, and not a lot of follow-up on those cases. So,
Indigenous women in the United States and Canada are at the highest level of risk for sex trafficking, any other kind of human trafficking, and it's far underreported crime.
Yeah.
And definitely worthy of all of our attention.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So if this interests you at all, yeah, I'd encourage you to just to learn more.
Yeah.
Even if it's not a podcast, just learn more about the subject. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Anyways, what are you listening to?
Well, so I also thought I would talk about a pretty serious topic first, and then I have some other lighter podcasts to discuss. But I wanted to bring up, because I thought it was spectacular, a podcast called If All Else Fails. Mm. It's a relatively new one out of North Country Public Radio. Mm-hmm. So that's the Adirondack region of our state here. Love North Country Public Radio. Please follow them on all the social media. They're so good. Love them on Instagram. And so two reporters there, Emily Russell and Zach Hirsch, did a 6-part series. It's only 6 episodes. The episodes are actually only 15 to 30 minutes
in
length.
Quick.
This is the kind of thing you can binge in a day easily.
I think I did it while I was cleaning my house.
Yeah. Exactly. Cleaning your house, taking a drive. This is so imminently bingeable. But it's about far-right extremism gaining support in rural areas, particularly picking up support in the mainstream and also with law enforcement. And they have done their homework.
Oh, yeah.
By the time you finish those 6 episodes, you have an incredibly accurate and vivid description of what's happening in the North Country, which, of course, is not that different than what's happening here in the Finger Lakes.
Right.
They're our cousins. We have so much in common with the North Country. So I highly recommend it. If you live here in the Finger Lakes, please give it a listen. And you also were introduced via that podcast to Jackie Bray, someone in state government, actually the commission of our New York State Department of essentially Homeland Security, who is watching and studying and reacting to this issue in real time and wants us all to be paying attention.
Right.
So definitely recommend it.
Yes.
Tough, but powerful and empowering, because at the end you think, I can play a role in stopping this.
Yeah. I think what strikes me about, or what struck me about listening to this podcast and other ones that share examples of what's happening, like in your hometown or close to it, is that it becomes more real almost.
Yes.
And so, yeah, it's, I loved it. Yeah, it was good.
All right. What else did, how about another one?
So this is a bit lighter than so this is a podcast I've been listening to. Her name is Dr. Lisa Lamore, and the podcast is called Ask Lisa. Mm-hmm. She talks about the psychology of parenting. And the sweet spot of her practice right now is the teen years.
Yes.
And I've got a teenage boy at home, soon to be 16 in 11 days.
Yes.
He's keeping track. I'm not keeping track of that so much. But the teen years are tough. They're really tough, but they're also really amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And she helps to point out the amazing parts, to remind you that these are such cool years of, you know, development and exploration and just coming into like their personhood. So parents out there, when you think that your kid is, you know, I don't know, gonna live in your basement for the rest of your lives, the data shows that that doesn't happen as frequently as we tend to think. So, or, you know, just because your teen boy doesn't want to hug and cuddle with you on the couch doesn't mean that he hates you.
Right.
It's a great podcast for that. Affirmation.
And she's really well known in the space of parenting research and has some great books, too.
Yes.
So for anyone who wants to go deeper on her, there's some good stuff out there.
Absolutely.
I love that topic. Yeah. I think that parenting teens is so much fun and it's incredibly underrated.
Yeah.
And people, I get frustrated when parents talk to parents of younger children and say, oh, just wait till they're teenagers.
Right.
It gets so much worse.
Right.
That's nonsense. That is not true. And I don't like that attitude in parenting. Mm-hmm. You get closer and closer and closer to your son or daughter and you get to know them.
Yes.
Yeah. And their emerging personhood, their humanness, and who they're going to be. And as you get glimmers of them entering young adulthood, those are dazzling moments.
Yeah. No, they really are.
Excellent recommendation.
I love it. Yeah. And I think for me, like the knowledge behind understanding like one mood to the next mood or one position on a topic.
Yeah.
You know, can totally do a 360 the next day, and he may think about something else in a different way. Like, that's totally normal.
Yep.
And it doesn't mean he's gaslighting you.
And, you know, even if he means to gaslight you a little bit.
Right, right.
That also can be a phase.
Right. Yes,
I'm teasing.
Yes.
I'm really teasing.
No, that's true. That's true. Yeah. All right. So how about you?
All right. Well, I thought I would end on two, actually, because they're a bit related. Oh, so I'm going to let everyone know who's listening that I like at night to unwind to the garbage-iest of garbage television. Mm-hmm. I love nothing more than to sit on my couch and watch relationships fall apart. People get in a huge fight. I eat it up like the popcorn on my lap.
Uh-huh.
And if that popcorn has M&Ms, even better.
It's like the soap operas of today.
It is. It is. Yeah. It gives me gossip. It gives mm-hmm. me, ooh, it just hits all those little buttons.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm proud of this, but I am willing to admit it. So do I go deeper? Yes, I do. Do I watch Love is Blind and then listen to the podcast?
Breaking
yes,
it all down.
I do. So I'm here to recommend for anyone who's a Love is Blind fan, which, please, let's be honest.
Come on, guys.
Who is yeah, not?
Right.
There's a Love is Blind recap podcast called Out of the Pods, hosted by Deepti Vempati and Natalie Lee, who you would remember from previous season.
Yes.
I believe it was season 2 of Love is Blind. And they really specialize in hot takes and a lot of behind-the-scenes tea. Love it so much. For instance, learned that on Love is Blind, it's so confusing why some people seem as if they're there to really meet a husband or wife.
Yes.
And other people just don't seem to be in right. the same place. I thought, why? If you've gone through all the hoops to apply to be on Love is Blind, mm-hmm. how can you not be ready?
Right, right.
Well, thanks to listening to Out of the Pods, I learned some of the people there, especially men, didn't apply at all. Producers found them on dating apps.
What?
And recruited them.
From the dating apps?
From the dating apps to be on the show and to go into a pod. So they didn't know exactly what they were getting into.
Oh my gosh.
Right? All of a sudden, now I'm experiencing empathy
wow.
for these people.
Wow.
Right.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I don't want to do that for some of them.
I know. It is. It's a game changer.
Yeah, yeah.
Similarly, so, and then another podcast that's a companion to another very favorite reality television program on Bravo. Oh, sorry. Love is Blind can be found on Netflix. Netflix needs us, right? They are the largest company, I think,
like
in the
world. They're like the dinosaur of streaming.
Right. But they need us. They need the Good Works podcast to help them get the word out
yes.
that they exist.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? As does.
Hello, Netflix.
Bravo. These are not sponsors of our show, but Bravo needs us to get the word out about their high quality program in its 8th season right now yeah. called Summer House.
Oh, I've not watched this one.
Okay. Yum, yum, yum. Okay, Summer House. Group of Manhattanites go to the Hamptons every weekend.
Ooh.
And wild times happen.
Okay. Are these adults? Are they young adults? What are they?
They are young adults getting older every season. At this point, they are far too old to behave the way they do.
Okay.
And I just roll with it.
Yes, got it.
We are watching people approach their 40s.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Behaving badly.
Behaving badly. Mm-hmm. And thank God. Thank God they're doing it. I was introduced to this delightful television program via my best friend, Jen Togney. Hi, Jen. Because she loves this show so much. And I thought one day, I'm going to start watching that because my best friend loves it. And then I'm going to talk to her about it. And we are so close. Brought us even closer.
Oh, look at that.
Brought us even closer, which is what reality TV can do.
Yes, it can.
So.
Strengthening relationships.
Giggly Squad. Giggly Squad. Hosted by Hannah Berner and Paige DeSorbo. Mm-hmm. Hannah is an alum of Summer House. Kind of got the boot. There's tea. Paige, still on. She's my fave.
Okay.
Dating Craig from Southern Charm. Crossover.
Wow,
another Bravo
look at
show.
That, look at that.
So anyway, this is a comedy podcast that's actually so good. Now, it's spicy.
Mm-hmm.
I want to give it a solid NC-17 rating.
Right, no children around.
Do not listen to that around children. Nope, 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 nope. But Oh, is it funny? I cackle as I listen to it. And my daughter has started listening to it. And then we immediately discuss what we've heard. So can't recommend it highly enough. It's actually like the number 50 podcast out of all the podcasts in Apple.
What?
It's so popular.
Oh,
blew my mind when I looked that up and saw that. I thought really it was a little off the beaten path and I was wrong.
Oh, nope.
So anyway, highly recommend. Also recommend following Paige DeSorbo on social media because she's a fashion consultant. You'll sometimes see her on the Today Show. And I actually occasionally think I up my game when I say to myself, what would Paige wear?
you need a bracelet.
What would Paige wear? Yeah. Well, yeah, WWPW. Now, I don't wear something she would wear, but I approach it with a little Paige coding. Like, I could do more. I could add an accessory.
Okay.
I could try a little harder.
So she helps you in life, too.
She does. She has no idea.
Paige. Hello.
Hello, Paige. Loving your new bangs. Okay. So those are some things to lighten the mood because life can be really heavy.
Yes.
And so occasionally we do need things that lift and lighten.
Take a break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was really fun.
That was fun.
Yeah. I just love listening to things, putting things in my ears as I, like you said, clean the house, take a walk, drive. So I hope that all of you listeners have been, you know, heard that, maybe heard something you haven't listened to before and you'll go check it out.
Yeah.
Well, with that though, Sarah, what are you looking forward to in the next few weeks?
So this is actually, it's a local business that I didn't know existed. I don't know where I've been, maybe living in a rock or just spending a lot of time with a teenager. But it's called FLX Studio and Makers Market, and it is located in Montour Falls. Friend of mine said that there was a bud vase painting class happening in April. So I'm like, oh, that sounds like a lot of fun. So that's how I found out about it. So it's a business, like I mentioned. They offer classes, special events. They have a retail space for all things made by creators and artists in the Finger Lakes. And then they also have a creation station. So you can stop in at any point in time during business hours, and they've got the station set up. It's a rotating station, so you never know exactly what's going to be there. But you just go in and you get your creativity on and make whatever. And yeah, it's just a wonderful little addition to the Montour Falls community.
Montour Falls is so adorable.
It's so cute.
I was driving back just Friday from a meeting in Watkins Glen, which takes you directly, if you're driving from Watkins Glen to Horseheads at our office, you go right through Montour.
Yeah.
But I decided to turn and drive down to see the falls.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of just staying on the main road.
Yeah.
And then I turned and cut down the main street. And I was so happy I did it. It added, I don't think, even a minute to my drive.
Main street is pretty short.
And yet I got this really lovely little boost by seeing the water and then seeing those adorable stores.
So cute.
So cute.
Like little cafe there too. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's sweet.
A really cute storefront with a bunch of knit thing. I was just, if I hadn't been in work mode, I would have stopped.
Yeah.
And now I need to go back.
Yep. Sign up for a class.
So, well, thank you. I can't wait to hear.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear about your bud vase.
I thought you were cutting us off without sharing what you're looking forward to.
So, yeah, I am looking forward to something else to do with Schuyler County.
Oh, look at that.
I know. We're all in on Schuyler right now. In our last episode or recent episode, we talked about immigration and sort of immigration to New York State and a lot of things happening there and tried to dispel some myths about legal immigration and, you know, help people understand a little better what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that has actually launched some other conversations in the real world.
Mm-hmm.
And so in a few weeks, a group of us are getting together in Watkins Glen, you know. This is just a regular little meeting with Historical Society and Chamber of Commerce and me from the Community Foundation, some folks from different organizations and some community members, just to do a deep dive into Watkins Glen immigration history, which is so rich and beautiful.
Sure is.
And to get a sense of all the wonderful things that are alive and well in Watkins Glen today because of immigration throughout the past, say, 50 to 75 years. So in the scheme of life, this is relatively recent immigration.
Yeah.
So we're not going all the way back. It's saying, hey, what's here today because 50 years ago a family moved here?
Yeah.
And it's exciting to see that. And Watkins Glen has just about 2,000 people, just shy of 2,000 people. And to know that some of our favorite elements of the community exist because of relatively recent arrivals.
Yeah.
It's just going to be a fun day or fun hour or so to talk. And just an example, Joando's pizza.
Yes. Yeah.
So delicious. Mm-hmm. So actually we're going to meet and eat some of that pizza.
Oh, what a great idea.
So
that sounds like a lot
I'm happy that there's some really positive follow-up to that.
Yes.
To that podcast episode. So that's just for our listeners. If you hear us talking and you wish you could be part of that conversation, mm-hmm. please reach out to us. You can head to the website communityfund.org and click through about us and you'll find the staff. Every one of us, our email is listed there.
Yeah.
And please, we would love to hear from you. So if you ever want to have a follow-up conversation, I'm here to tell you that can really happen.
Yes, please.
Well, Sarah, thank you for this.
Thank you. This was a fun chat.
This was a fun chat. I really liked this. And I've heard that the new word is yap. I was reading the New York Times yesterday, and people are bringing yap back.
What's that mean?
Like yapping.
Instead of chatting, just
yapping. Yeah, people
yapping.
Are yapping.
Yep.
So we just had a little yap. We just yapped. I just thought that was cute. So
I feel like I'm from the 1950s.
That's exactly what the little article said.
So funny.
That the Gen Z is bringing back some lingo from the 50s.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Poodle skirts coming.
Yes.
That'd be so cute.
Saddle shoes.
That'd be so cute.
That'd be cute.
All right. Well, Sarah, as always, it was wonderful to yap with you.
To yap, yes.
And with all of you listeners, I can't wait to be with you again during the next episode of the Good Works Podcast.